Okay, so this is this working? Yeah. Great. Okay, so this is a joint work with Arnaud Carriol from Paris Est and Olivier Serre from Paris Diderot. I define over branches. So the goal, so it's a really standard construction, and the goal is to define a probability measure, so which is a partial mapping from the set of branches to 0, 1 on the set of branches. And so we wanted to match the intuition that we choose the branches by going to left or right with probability 1/2. So here is how it does. So we start with simple sets, the cones. So given a node U, the cone CU is the set of branches that goes through U, so here in gray on the picture. And we say that this measure, that this cone has measure 1/2 to the depth of U in the tree. So it matches the intuition. And now we use Cavatore-Odori extension theorem that says that there is a unique extension mu of mu on the closure of the set of cone by complementation and countable union. So it's the sigma algebra generated by the cone. But for those of you who are not at ease with measure theory, we have to be careful that not all sets are measurable, but luckily, one can prove that the set of accepting branches in a run is measurable, so it's okay. Now, let's see what is a set of rejecting branches. I recall you that I said that we allow a measure zero set of rejecting branches. So what is a measure zero set? A measure zero set is a set that contains finitely or countably many branches. Okay, but this is not the only possibility. There is some uncountable sets of measure zero. So for example here, I have a kind of a contour construction on this. If I take all the branches that only goes through white nodes here. So this set has measure zero, but there are uncountably many branches here. So actually this remark is important because automata allowing only countably many rejecting branches have been studied by Bokhi and Iwinski in 1994. And it actually describes a subfamily of regular long radii, so of the thing we saw before, which is not the case for all automata. So let's see an example. I take kind of the same example as before, but now I modify the second criterion. So I said that a run is accepting if almost all its branches are accepting. The automata works exactly the same way. It can produce several branches. And we want that there exists an accepting run, meaning that there exists a run such that almost all its branches are accepting. Well, as I said, all the runs would have all these branches here accepting for the same reason, only Q3 at some point. And this is enough because it's set as measure 1. So maybe this branch is rejecting, but we don't care since the set containing only this branch has measure 0. So this automata recognize any tree. Okay, so as I said, regular long radii and qualitative long radii are incomparable. There is no inclusion one way or another. So, and we are interested in studying actually emptiness problem of this automaton. So these, I recall you the properties of regular long radii. And now what about qualitative long radii? Well, first, these 2 points. So here, it's totally closed by Boolean operation. Here we lose the closure under complementation. But emptiness problem becomes decidable in polynomial time. And here I recall you that there are no non-polynomial time algorithms. Okay, so in the following, I will focus on the emptiness problem, how we prove it, and especially I will focus on the link between emptiness problem of automata and designing winner in a game. Okay, so what I will do is that I will prove this theorem and then show you how we modify the proof to this theorem this way. So the emptiness problem for classical automata with parity condition reduces in polynomial time in the problem of designing winner in a two-player game with parity condition, which is decidable in NP interco-NP. So that's why we have the result. Emptiness problem for qualitative automata with parity condition reduces in polynomial time in descending winner of a 1.5-player game with parity condition, which is in P. So what is what two player and what is 1.5-player? Two player game is a game where there is an existential player that is playing against a universal player. 1.5-player game, also called a Markov decision process, is an existential player that is working against random. So random is a half player because it's kind of dummy. Okay. So let's see this reduction. So here I have the game associated to the first automaton. So the idea is that for each state of the automaton, we have a vertex in the game. For each pair of state and letter, we have vertex. And for each transition, we have a vertex. So the idea is that this kind of vertex would belong to Eve, which is the existential player, meaning that it would be Eve that would choose what to do in the game. And the transition vertices would belong to Adam, so the universal player. And the game is in the following way. So Eve starts at the initial state. She chooses a letter, so A or B. For example, here she chooses A. And then she chooses a transition associated to this pair, state and letter. So here there is two possibilities. For example, she chooses this one. And then Adam chooses either to go to the left state in the transition or to the right state. So here he goes to the left state. And so the game goes on. And the accepting, the winning condition in the game would be the same as the accepting condition in the automaton, in the sense that, for example, here, that would be seeing infinitely often these two vertices, which correspond to seeing infinitely often the two states in the automaton. So why actually this game works? So yes, first, I show you this picture that represents game in general, which is Eve chooses the letter, Eve chooses the transition, and Adam chooses either to go to left or right. Okay. So why does it work? So Eve wins the game if there exists a winning strategy for Eve in the game. So what is it? Is that we want that there exists a strategy so that for all choices of Adam, Eve wins the play. Okay. So let's see what is the strategy for Eve in such a game. So Eve starts in the initial state. She chooses a letter and a transition. So here we write it this way. And she knows that Adam would go either to this vertex or this vertex. So since it's a strategy, she has to know what to do in either of the conditions. So she has to choose a letter and a transition in this case, and a letter and a transition in this case, and so on. So clearly we see that this is a strategy for Eve. And what is a strategy? It is a tree labeled by letter and by state. So actually, a strategy of Eve is a tree and a run of the automaton over the tree. It's a run because all the states are choosing according to transition. Now, given this strategy, what are choices of Adam? Choices of Adam here are just following arrows in the strategy, because each time Adam goes to left or to right. So we see that actually choices of Adam creates a branch in this tree. And so the play is winning, since it's the same condition. The play is winning if the branch is accepting in the automaton. So actually, Eve wins in the game if there exists a tree and a run, such that for all branch B, B is accepting in the automaton. So another way to say it is that Eve wins the game if and only if the language of the automaton is not empty. Actually, so you see that it's kind of a game where Eve's role is to give a proof, to Eve is to decide a tree and to give the proof by giving a run that this tree is accepting. Okay. So this is why the reduction works. And actually what we do is not that big a deal, since we actually just transform the Adam state into a random state. So now it's random that we would choose with probability 1/2 to go to the left and probability 1/2 to go to the right. So we have to rewrite the proof so it works with a 1.5 player game. And with the same kind of arguments, we know that Eve almost surely wins in the game. almost surely actually, because now she can win surely against random, but she has to win with probability 1 against all choices of random, if and only if the language of the automaton is non-empty. So actually, this is how we show that an emptiness problem for our variant is decidable in polynomial time. Okay. So now, I will study an extension of probabilistic infinite tree automata, and we'll see how our variant, the qualitative criterion, is useful to have some positive results about probabilistic infinite tree automata. Okay. So what is a probabilistic automata? It's actually the same definition as on the world. Is that we pick, the idea is that instead of picking non-deterministically, we pick randomly the transition. So picking randomly the transition induces a probability measure of a set of friends. And the idea is that now the goal is not to know if there exists an accepting run, but if the measure of accepting run is 1. So in other words, if the automaton produces an accepting run with probability 1. Okay, and what is important is actually there, we modified the third criterion, is that when a run is accepting. But it doesn't change, no, sorry, we change the third criterion, is that when a tree is accepting given all the run. But it does not change what is an accepting run. So to decide what is an accepting run, we can still consider the classical or qualitative criterion. So actually, it gives several classes of automaton, given which criterion we choose. Okay, so let's see it on an example. So here, I modified the third criterion, a tree is accepting if almost all runs are accepting, but I kept the classical criterion here that we want that a run is accepting if all its branches are accepting. So it's kind of the same example as the beginning, but now, on the leftmost branch, we decide to produce a state Q2 when we read an A by flipping a coin. So the idea is again, in all runs, these branches would be accepting, but since we want to all the branches to be accepting, we still have to have, with almost all runs, that this branch would be accepting. And actually, the idea is that if we only see finitely many A's, again, we show that the tree won't be accepting. But if we see infinitely many A's, it means that we'll infinitely many times flip the coin to produce Q2. And so with probability 1, we'll produce infinitely many Q2s. That's the Boyle-Cantelli lemma. So actually, again, this automaton recognizes the same language as before. That is, that the automaton accepts the tree if and only if there is infinitely many A's on its leftmost branch. Okay. Now, I modify the second criterion. So a run is accepting if almost all its branches are accepting. And now, same thing as before, for all runs, these branches would be accepting. So the measure of accepting branch for all runs would be 1. So actually, almost all runs would be accepting since all runs are accepting. And so this automaton recognizes any tree, whatever there is on the leftmost branch. So now, we will focus on qualitative automata, on probabilistic qualitative automata. So we'll focus on when the two criteria are changed, meaning that we want that with probability 1 over runs, almost all branches are accepting. So for this kind of automata, emptiness problem in general is undecidable. Actually, it's undecidable for Kobushi automata, and since Kobushi is included in parity automata, it's undecidable for parity automata. This is not surprising because it has been studied by Bayer, Bertrand, and Grosser that in probabilistic infinite world automata, emptiness problem for Kobushi automata on infinite worlds is undecidable. So this is not quite surprising, even if this theorem is not easy to prove. I'll talk about this later. But actually, I want to focus on this positive result, is that emptiness problem for probabilistic qualitative automata with a Bucci condition is decidable in X time complete. And to prove that, again, we reduce two games. So the idea is that since in the automaton transitions are chosen randomly, it would be random that chooses the transition with the given probabilities. Okay, but actually this game doesn't work because if can cheat in this game. So I'll show you why. So let's take this dummy automaton. Actually, this automaton has a run, has two possible runs. One run that accepts this tree, so C on the root and only A after that, and another run that accepts this tree, C on the root and B after that. And it chooses, it flips a coin at the beginning, and chooses with probability 1/2 the run that accepts this tree, and with probability 1/2 the run that accepts this tree. So since they are not the same tree, the automaton accepts no tree with probability 1. So it's important to see that the language of the automaton is empty. But actually, if we take the game associated to this automaton, if can cheat. Why if can cheat? Because what she does is she waited for random to flip a coin to decide which one it would be, and then, since for example it chooses this tree, she would give to him only these letters. So actually the idea is that in this game Eve can wait for Adam, can see what transition Adam chooses, and then give to him the correct answer. So the idea is that we want to prevent Eve from cheating and to prevent Eve from seeing what transition random chooses. So the idea is the following: we will use partial observation games. So the idea is that in partial observation games, Eve doesn't see the current state, but she only sees labels on edges. And here is how we'll label our game. So when she chooses a letter, she sees what letter she chooses. When random chooses a transition, she sees nothing. And when random chooses the left state of the right state, she only sees if it was on the left or on the right. So if you notice, she doesn't see anything about the state or the transition. She doesn't know which state are chosen at all. She doesn't know the transition. And so here she can't cheat because all she's asked is kind of give me a tree. I give you the side and you give me the letter. So it's actually just give me a tree. So strategies of Eve would only be trees, and no, she cannot cheat. And so by the same kind of reasoning as before, Eve almost surely wins this game if and only if the language of the automaton is not empty. Actually, deciding this kind of game, 1.5 partial observation game, is X time complete. So this is why emptiness problem for probabilistic qualitative automaton with Bucci condition is X time complete. Well, that's why it's X time, and then there is another proof to prove it's complete, but it's okay. Okay, so as a conclusion, I will see all the classes we have. So this is the usual automaton. So Bucci is decidable in P, well, we don't care, it's known, I mean. So for our first variant, qualitative automaton with a non-deterministic criterion, so its emptiness problem is always decidable in P. That's what we saw on the second part. On the third part, we saw this case that for probabilistic qualitative automaton, Kobucki and then parity is undecidable, and Bucci is decidable in X time. But we can wonder what happens if we take probabilistic automaton, but with the classical criterion, which would be the simplest way to define probabilistic automaton. Actually, Kobucki is undecidable. Again, it's by reduction on the problem of words, but this time it's simple because actually the idea is that we will simulate an infinite word automata on the leftmost branch. But actually we don't know the answer for Brickey. Is the emptiness problem decidable or not? So the idea is that we can do actually the same kind of trick. We can do the gain, but we make Adam chooses the branch. So we do this gain, and we put some partial observation if Eve can cheat or if someone can cheat, and maybe it would work. But actually, it won't work. We know that the game doesn't work. And the idea is the following. In this game, yeah. So just I finish with this. So why this question mark? So in this game, actually, we studied qualitative and probabilistic. So we studied some measure thing, and the idea is that we could interleave this kind of quantifier. But here we have to interleave the universal quantifier with a probability quantifier, and this don't interleave, so we can't mix things in the game. So that's why it doesn't work. And so we have some ideas, but that doesn't involve games, actually, but it's a work in progress. That's it.